So before we proceed to the next Shabbat is going to be in a rag which is related to Rag Kalyan. You can imagine it's like a relative of Rag Kalyan. It's called Rag Hamir. And before we get to this Shabbat, which is actually a supplication and Ardas, the essence of Ardas. And again, it's more my focus in the time that we have with you towards the youth, my younger brothers and sisters who are sitting here. Imagine, if you will, you had an opportunity to make an address to, let's say, Prime Minister Harper or President Obama. Let's just say this opportunity came up. A, you would probably feel pretty humbled about it. It would be such a unique opportunity. But try to put yourself in those shoes. If you had to do that address to someone like that, how would you prepare for that? I'm sure you would really dig down deep. You would want to make sure that everything goes smoothly. You would want to make sure that address is really effective. You would put all of your concentration, your focus, your energy in ensuring that that address that you're about to make is going to go smoothly. And just like when we sit in Sangat, you would have to sort of put aside any other distractions or issues that you had, right? Because you address karni hai inne vade bande nu dunyavi taur te. And it's interesting that Guru Sahib has blessed us with the most supreme address possible. And daily we have an opportunity to engage in making an address, a supplication to Akal Purakh, the superior authority, right? Because Ardas is very unique. It's a very unique blessing of Guru Sahib. It comes from the word Arz Dasht, which is to make a supplication, an address to someone supreme. The supreme ikuya. And as we have been alluding to, the process of Ardas begins when you have become conscious of Shabbat, right? When you've removed, you've made those steps to come forward to the Guru so that the ego can be removed. You are just conscious of Shabbat. Ardas utthon paida hundi. And Ardas, for you younger folks, which we're going to do at the conclusion of this program, it's an opportunity, obviously, to reflect on the one God, Waheguru. We reflect on the Guru Sahib, 10 Gurus. And when you're doing Ardas, asi jadon chote hunde si na, my parents, sade pita ji bhi edda kehnde si, when you stand in Ardas, hath jodya karo. And this was not meant to be ritualistic. I'm sure all of you will agree that jadon tusi hath jodde ho, you just naturally, your consciousness now is engaging, it's focusing. Eh koi ritual nahi hunda hath jodna. It's a process. Doikar jod karo ardas. So we reflect on the one God, we reflect on the 10 Guru Sahabs, we reflect on those Sikh martyrs, those brave men, women, and children who sacrificed themselves so that you and I could be sitting like this in Sangat, in our Sarup, in Sikhi. Have we forgotten about that? When we stand in Ardas, are we truly being engaged? Are we submitting ourselves when we make this address to Waheguru, Akal Purakh? If we are, then you will know that it not only is an opportunity to engage in remembrance of everything that I have just said, but it is a cognitive therapy. Ardas ek therapy hai. How many of you have felt so encouraged and so positive after doing Ardas when before that you were just totally stressed out, in a dilemma, unsure of yourself, lacking confidence, lacking self-esteem, don't know if I can make the right decision? Tusi hath jod ke Ardas karoge, wonders can happen when you engage. It becomes a therapy. It elevates you. It never discourages you. It never brings you down. Ardaas da maqsad ehi hai, it elevates you but keeps you humble. I once heard this at a lecture. Jehdi ardaas hai oh shopping list nahi hundi. It's not your time to itemize all of your jehdiyan cheezan tusi leni chahunde ho. It's a submission. It's an acceptance. And it's knowing where you are, what your place is, and what Akal Purakh's place is. Keeping that in mind, as you reflect on that concept, Raag Hameer vich, He Gobind, He Gopal, He Dayal Lal, Pran Nath Anath Sakhe, Deen Dard Nivar. ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸੱਜਣ ਬੈਠੇ ਵੀ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਗੁਰਮਤਿ ਸੰਗੀਤ ਦਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਭਾਈ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹਰਬੰਸ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਰਾਗ ਹਮੀਰ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਇੰਟਰਸਟਿੰਗ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਪੋਸਿਬਲੀ ਸੈਟਰਡੇ ਵਨ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਰਾਗ ਹਮੀਰ ਈਚ ਰਾਗ ਇਨ ਗੁਰਮਤਿ ਸੰਗੀਤ ਹੈਜ਼ ਏ ਸੁਰ ਔਰ ਏ ਨੋਟ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਕਾਲਡ ਦ ਵਾਦੀ ਸੁਰ ਸਮ ਆਫ ਯੂ ਆਲਰੇਡੀ ਨੋ ਦਿਸ ਵਾਦੀ ਸੁਰ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਮਤਲਬ ਹੈ ਦ ਸੁਰ ਔਰ ਦ ਨੋਟ ਦੈਟ ਯੂਰ ਐਮਫਸਾਈਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਰਾਗ ਅਤੇ ਰਾਗ ਹਮੀਰ ਦੀ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤੀ ਤਾਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਧਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਨਾ ਦੇਰਜ਼ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਐਮਫਸਿਸ ਔਨ ਦ ਧਾ ਐਂਡ ਇਟਸ ਗੋਇੰ ਟੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਕੁਆਇਟ ਅਪੇਰੈਂਟ ਵਿਦ ਦਿਸ ਬੰਦਿਸ਼ ਦ ਸਟ੍ਰੈਸ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਔਨ ਦੈਟ ਨੋਟ ਦ ਧਾ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਬੰਦਿਸ਼ ਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਹਮੀਰ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਬਿਊਟੀ ਹੈ ਦ ਇਮੋਸ਼ਨਸ ਆਫ ਹਮੀਰ ਰੀਅਲੀ ਕਮ ਆਊਟ ਵਨ ਯੂ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਟੂ ਕਨਵੇ ਦੈਟ ਨੋਟ ਦ ਨੋਟਸ ਇਨ ਏ ਰਾਗ ਆਰ ਦ ਫਾਊਂਡੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਟ ਵਟ ਗਿਵਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਕੰਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ is the wisdom. Tahi o composition o life mildi hai. Bina shabd ton, a composition is just a composition.